So just to review what we're about to do, so today we're going to discuss Tirdas Mitzvah and Osek Mitzvah in the context of our Gemara. Whatever we don't finish today, we'll try to finish up Mirza Shem tomorrow, and then hopefully Thursday already, or maybe even tomorrow a little bit, we can start to discuss Zayin and Aleph, right? We have Makoros for those, right?
No.
Nothing on Zayin and Aleph? Okay, but we did the Tirdas Mitzvah once. Okay, the Brachos, the Sukkah. What?
No.
No?
Oh, that's all I've been doing.
When we finish Shabbos, didn't I give Marmakomos for Tirdas Mitzvah?
Or Zeruah.
Yeah, there you go. Or Zeruah, Tosa Sukkah, the Ritva, the Or Zeruah and the
Ran.
The Ran and Sukkah. Okay, yeah, that's what you don't know. You didn't get that? You didn't get that memo? What?
I don't know. Usually,
Makoros
sheets are like a lot longer than what they were for this
one.
So I thought.
Oh, okay. And the Rishon Malatar and the Shita Kubetzas on Vamud Beis, right? Which means the Radvaz, the Rambam in Perek Daled Hilchos Kriya Shema Halacha Aleph, right, Shlomo? Okay. So all right. So let's mention what we. So that's what we're going to do first today and tomorrow, and then again part of it we did when we discussed. The Avelus topic, we did a little bit of this Gemara anyway, because we were talking about the question of Tirdas Rishus and Avel. So then after that, we want to go to Zayin Omer Aleph. Okay, I thought I gave some Marmakomas for that also, right? What? I don't have a sheet, but I have some scribbles. But I believe I mentioned some, but if we didn't, we'll repeat it again. So just very quickly on... Rav Ami Shor Lemivol B'Tchila B'Sha. I'm sorry. At Pesum Metaltalin, Halok Siva Ksuvasa At Pesum Metaltalin. Just to remember the discussion of the Rambam, and the Rishonim whether or not the Ksiva Saksuva has to be prior to the Nesuin or not, right? The Ramban and the Ramach and the Rambam. Just very quickly because we did that already, but here's where it comes up. So we'll discuss it just for a minute, and then I wanted to discuss the question of. Shavu L'chol Nefesh, I'm pretty sure I recall hearing myself giving some of these marmakomos, but the big tosis here, of course, on Mitok Shehutro L'Tzorech. This is, one of the famous tosis in about whether you need Tzorech Ktsas or not. Again, we'll just start with this one, and then the parallel discussion in Rashi and Tosis in Beitza. And the Mishnah, of course, in the Gemara in Beitza on being Betayel on Shabbos, Sefer Torah, Tinok, and so on. And Rashi tells us there about Mitol Shudro L'Tzorech U'Tshalo L'Tzorech, whether you need Tzorech Hayom, Tzorech Ktsas, what exactly is all of that. Also the Rashi and Tosis, and if you can just look very quickly at the Mochamos in the beginning of the third parak of Beitza, also on the question of whether there's some requirement, their discussion of Tolesh and Tzad, of Efshar Mibod Yom, is there any factor of Efshar Mibod Yom in terms of the Heter of Ochol Nefesh? And then, I remember discussing this, giving this marmakovas, now it's all coming back to me. That we discussed a little bit venison, right? Who said venison? That was you, right? So, Davra Shava L'chol Nefesh, right? The Tzvi, we talked a little bit about Esav and Yaakov and all good things. And smoking, right? Can we talk about smoking? Maybe not. Smoking was a... This is a big, great example or vignette about how when practical things change, other things change. But there are huge discussions in the postgame about smoking on Yom Tov, and based on this idea of what's considered to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. At one point, smoking was considered to be beneficial to your health. That was before, the Surgeon General came around, and ruined it for everybody. Right? Yeah, exactly. And it's only because of the Surgeon General. I mean,
gosh.
And who would even know who the Surgeon General was if it wasn't for smoking? You wouldn't even know that there was such a thing. But although personally, I think I took one puff in my life and it was really awful. So I can't really see how they. Anyways, this is a big issue for on Yom Tov itself. On Yom Tov itself, actually, it's a big issue because now it's coming. They're getting people addicted again with these electronic cigarettes, which is really a terrible thing. But all kidding aside. But the famous Pnei Yehoshua here. Anyways, what is considered Shava L'chol Nefesh, and how does that work in with the Rego Didav Heter Ochol Nefesh? And again, some of the formulations here, Alatar in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita Yishana, and the Raivid, some interesting formulations about this topic. And in general about the Heter Ochol Nefesh, also just to also connect it with Rashi and the Ramban, in Parshas Emor. I believe that's what we need to look at. This is a massive, massive topic. I may mention a few other things, but I'm not going to get too ensconced with it. Another part of the Tosis that we did discuss last year, but we'll just go over the Tosis again, of course, is the relationship between Yakir? Between what? Tchumin and Hosak, correct. Sorry, it took me a second to catch up to the... Tchumin and Hotzah, in terms of, it plays out here in terms of a little bit of mitoch, the question of whether Hotzah is considered one of the malachos of Yom Tov, and that's a very, very critical issue for both, for Tchumin and for Hotzah, something we discussed last year, which is Dovea from some of the deos in this Tosfos. So we'll speak about the Gemara Rashi Tosfos here, parallels, and a little bit of that topic, and then we'll move back into the issues of Suin, a Bracha and Shivas Me'mishta. Again, Birchas Erusin and Mitzvah Erusin we did, the relationship between Erusin and the Suin mostly we did, but some of the things about Sheva Brachos and like the song that we were singing before, and those kind of things we need to do more of, and then we have to get also to, we'll do a little more, and then we'll probably have to move on to Daf Tes make sure we get in Shavinav Katicha di Yisura and some of the other Gemaras there. I'd like to get some of the sugyas on Daf Yud and Yud Aleph, so we have a lot of things to do, so we'll have to move a little bit quickly. But today we're going to start with a discussion of Osek Mitzvah and Tirdas Mitzvah. Okay, so in order to do that, let's begin. Let's see who we haven't heard from in a while. Shalom, you want to speak? You want to read? Why not? What? Oh, why not? Okay. Yeah, that is what we're learning. No, but you mean as opposed to what? What did you want to do? Sukkah. Yeah, we're going to do Sukkah in a minute. So let's just start with the Shaka Matari here. On the very bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, just for a minute. I think the last thing that we discussed was the Gresha and the Aruch and all of that. So we did Vav Amud Aleph, and we also did the connecting parts of Vav Amud Beis with Bikiyim, Bahataya, and so on. And the part that we didn't do was this little section in between. Masav Rav Chizda. Go ahead. Tinoko Shav... Yeah.
Tinoko Shalom Giyas Man Aliros. Then you say, Tesham Ayom and Nosim La'ad Aliros. Beisam Lomino La'ad Shishgah.
Yeah. So what's that all about?
So, Tinokos who haven't yet reached the time where they should see their Nidah.
Correct. So we're not really worried if there is Dam... that it's Dam Nida, so it's going to be attributed to what? Dam Basulim, excellent, and Dam Basulim is not Oser, right, Isha Labala, per se. The problem with Dam Basulim is that we're never sure, but if, since it's Tzinok, it's Shiloh Higiyazman Aliros, yeah, the only thing we're worried about is maybe Higiyazmana, but until Higiyazmana, we can be Tola, perhaps more easily with Dam Basulim, right? And therefore, Beis Shammai, who's Machmir in all of this, says, still, Nosnin La Arba Leilos. Right? And Beis Hillel says, Atichya Hamaka, because that implies that it's still Dam Maka, and it's not Dam Nida. So that's okay as well. Okay. Yigiyaz Mana liros, more complicated, right?
Then he says, Beisham ayom en notum la vlai la rish, harishon, beisel omrim ad motzei Shabbos, arba liros.
Yeah. So here, it becomes relevant to us. Why?
Because it says both.
Because ad motzei Shabbos includes Shabbos.
Arba liros includes.
Includes Leil Shabbos. So that implies that there is a heter bia on Leil Shabbos. Okay, my love. Yeah. So leave it, since it's not a psik resha, right? It's a davar shein miskaven because it's whatever. So that's if that's true on the level of meisher tsuros and pirtz adchuka hu adin legabe and davar shein miskaven in chabal. Okay. Then afterwards the gemara is going to say that you know it's a psik resha, and that's what they're going to get into bikim bahataya and rove and all that, the things that we already discussed. So now the Gemara tries again. Masiv Rabbi Yosef.
Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Chasam Potter Mikriyash Ma Laila Harishon Ad Mosei Shabbos. Simo Asa Maisa. My Lav Vitare Dibayu Mevol. Amar Lai Abai Lo Vitare Dibok Bayu. Amar Lai Rabba Umishum Tir Da Potter. El Meata Tavaskin Oso Bayam Hakinami Da Potter.
Yep.
Kitima Hakanami Bamar Rabbi Abba Abar Aparis Abda Amar Rab Abel Kai Bechol Amiso Samur Sotura Potsman Hatfilin.
Okay, so what is Abaye really? So again, according to Rava, so how does that work? Just to sum up, according to Rava, there is no din of, there's no ptur tirda in tirda de lo boy. So if you think that there's an Iser Livol B'tchila B'Shabbos, so there should be no, on that basis, there should be no Patur Kriyashma on Leil Shabbos. Because fretting about what he hasn't done previously, or what he has yet to do but can't do presently, is not a Tirda, which is Poter B'Kriyashma. So therefore, according to Rava, what we must say is that if there's any sort of a Patur, it's only based on Tirda Deboil, not tirda de lo boil, and that means that mutar libo betchila b'shabbos. Whereas Abaya
thinks that you can even have tirda de lo boil.
You can even have tirda de lo boil, and therefore even it's possible that the machlokas here, what's that?
Even
if it's right, so even if it's also libo betchila b'shabbos, we can understand that there's a din of tirda de lo boil. Okay, go ahead, and that's the machlokas. Keep going, just one more line.
B'hani Tanai.
He does agree that there's a machlokas Tanaim about whether or not it's mutar livol b'tchila b'Shabbos. Yeah. And then that's when the Gemara goes on, the part that we read already about psik resh. Okay, good, fine. So what do we want from this Shalom? What do we want to get from this Gemara? What do we want to speak about here? Yeah, this interesting argument between Rava and Abaya, which is excellent, which is whether or not Tirda, the Lo Asa Mitzvah, is considered to be a Tirda, which is Poteres Mikriyashma, right? Or not. Okay. So, you know, what do you think about that? What would you say about it? What are your initial thoughts? I would say you had a whole week because there was a little Purim in between, but at least, you know, 2/3 of a week.
What are my initial thoughts about what?
About the nature, about this machlokas, the significance of this machlokas.
It's very significant.
Okay.
Perhaps it has to do with the general Sonya Bosek Mitzvah.
Excellent.
Could be that Tirda is related to Bosek Mitzvah, or it could be that Tirda is a separate category.
Excellent. Very good. You're saying all the right things. This has to do with the bigger topic, absolutely correct, of Osek Mitzvah and Tirdas Mitzvah, and especially the relationship between Osek and Tirda, and how that reflects on each and both of them. Okay. So whose position is the you know, is the difficult one, the intriguing one. Clearly a bai. In other words, Rava, who says that there's no such thing as tirda, the lo asak the mitzvah, is quite easily understood in more than one way. Right? Or let's put it a different way. So since a bai is the more difficult shita, thank you very much. Since a bai is the more difficult shita, so let's start by analyzing that. What is it based on? What assumptions is it based on? Would you say? Or what makes it difficult, and therefore, what are the implications of it?
That even tirda that isn't directly related to the siyas hametzvah per se is going to potter you from something else. That even though it has nothing to do with actually being behind the mitzvah.
Yeah. Right. So one would have thought. That okay. So what's it based on? I mean, what's it not clearly not based on, and therefore what's left? You know,
it's clearly not based off your ability to do. It's clearly not based off that you are doing the first mitzvah.
Yeah, you know, tirdas mitzvah, or this part of tirdas mitzvah, at least according to Baya, certainly seems not to be simply an extension of osek the mitzvah. And especially if you explain, we'll discuss this in just a minute, again, this is a massive topic, we're just going to, you know, spend a day and a half on it, but certainly not going to exhaust it, but, you know, there are various ways to explain, and we'll discuss some of them generally, you know, why it is that Osek B'mitzvah, you know, is Pater Min HaMitzvah. But a person who's involved in Tirda D'lo Avad Mitzvah, right, is not Osek B'mitzvah. Clearly, right? So there's no Esek HaMitzvah here that's poter him or that defines him in a certain way. Not in terms of the clash of what he, let's say, he'll take the two most, you know, prominent ways to understand the din of Osek HaMitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, which we already talked about a little bit, one of which is that there's a kind of a, let's call it a Dechuya kind of an approach and a Hutra kind of an approach, but Dechuya in a very specific way, meaning a clash of, you know, of mitzvos. Where, you know, we give priority, well, we legitimately give priority, in other words, you know, one, you know, over the other. You know, if we look at Osek Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah in that way, so there's a little bit of a Chiddush, and that is that one might have thought that, you know, the question of priority is not dependent upon, you know, the temporal question, and it's what came first. Maybe it depends on. Tell them what you're saying. Yeah, the quality of the mitzvah. It's chomer, you know. It's which could be, you know, perhaps measured in different ways. Again, we all know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Today's Monday, right? So, you know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos the Einat Hayodea. You don't really know the value of a mitzvah, right? Have a zayir bekala kibachamura shein. Right, but there's a huge debate about what that really means. Number one, whether you're mechalik between Essen and Lavin. We talked about that, I seem to recall, a couple of years ago. In Shabbos, we talked about it, yeah. It came up. Agav, just like it's coming up Agav right now. Again, maybe in Lavin, some Rishonim say, where you can measure the Onesh, maybe that is you know, more doable. Again, this is a side top. I'm not interested in right now. Or maybe not. Maybe the onesh is dafka akula, not a chumra, right? As we discussed, because it provides an easier kapara. And there's sources for that. We'll speak about next year also, and those are going to be here. And you know, talking about the reinstitution of the effort to reinstitute smicha, you know, in the 16th century, that was part of the discussion. Do we want, you know, malchus or not? You know. Anyways. The agav, this is you know, ena tadeya matan schar shel mitzvah. Is there a difference between essen and lavin? Fascinating question. And in general, you know, what do we really mean by that? Do we really mean that there's no hierarchy, or do we mean that it's hard for us, you know, to penetrate what that hierarchy is? But in Okanami there is one. There are different interpretations. You know, how does ena tadeya matan schar shel mitzvah? How does that work in with things like aseres hadibros and, you know, Gimel Averos, and you know, things that are, make you into a mumra lechol Torah kula, like Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, right, and things of that sort. But the point is that one could have thought that if we're dealing with a clash, if Osek a mitzvah, Potem a mitzvah is based on the concept of a clash, and a kind of a dechuya, meaning mitzvah A is doche mitzvah B, that part of the calculation, at least, maybe the primary calculation, should be the chomer advarim or the echus advarim, you know, however you want to put it, exactly as you just said. But, you know, we can also certainly understand that all things being equal, you know, biidna, you know, achas, if it's, you know, at one moment, so then the quality issue comes into play. But, you know, where you're already previously committed and involved in a certain mitzvah, so then maybe the temporal question is koveya, a kind of a dekuya, that, you know, mitzvah rishona is docha mitzvah shniya, because, you know, the fact that you're already osek in it. But if that's the case, that's one way to look at osek mitzvah, let's say, patur min mitzvah. Another way to look at osek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, as we're going to discuss very soon, is how?
Hutra.
Kind of a hutra example. Again, in, there aren't too many people left from the Yavamos days, but in Yavamos, when we learned Yavamos some years ago, we tried to explain that, you know, dechuya isn't a single thing and hutra isn't a single thing, right? I mean, it's a more complicated than that. There are different types of dechuyas and different types of hutras. But for our purposes right now, hutra and dechuya are very good terms, you know, to use, as long as we know that, you know, they're not perfect. Dechuya means what we just said. There's a clash, and, you know, you have to establish priority, and if the priority is sometimes going to be established, in this case, by time. The hutra approach basically says that given the fact that you are osek b'mitzvah, you're really potter min ha-mitzvah. You're like mufka, you know, michiyuv, you know, ha-mitzvah, in some sense. And that's what we mean by hutra. Not that there's this constant pressure, counter-pressure, but that, you know, given that the reality of this tension, let's say, or this definition of osek mitzvah, that's partly going to be the challenge. How do we define this? Given that that is the case, so you're really potter min ha-mitzvos, right? So, and that's something which we, you know, again, when we talked about the Avelis question, came up, because, you know, it comes up on a number of levels there. You know, but partially, the question whether or not it's a kind of a limited dechuya, but there is still a chiyuv, even though you can implement, as or we consider as long as you're osek mitzvah, that you're literally potter min ha-mitzvah, and you are not mechuyev at all, partly that was something that we discussed. There could be nafkamina with regard to things like tefilas tashlumin, right? Because if you are mechuyev, so then at least you have to be mashlim. But if you're mufke legamri, then there's no tashlumin either. We noted that that was a big discussion in Yoredeya, right? Beginning with the beginning with the Rama, and then the discussion in the Taz, and then the Shach, and the Kudas HaKesef, and then we'll get back to it a little bit, but that's something that we discussed that highlights that issue, and there are many other things that highlight it as well. But either of these approaches, the approach that either is focusing on a kind of dechuya, you're mechuya, but this mitzvah, right, al pidin, outweighs now, or the performance of this mitzvah, let's say, because of the temporal factor, outweighs the performance of the other mitzvah, or the even more ambitious approach, which says, you know, a person is mechuyev b'mitzvos when he's in a neutral state, but when he's defined as an osek b'mitzvah, and that, by the way, that also could be said in more than one way. You know, you could say that the mechayev or the chiyuv of mitzvos is only in a state of neutrality, right? Belechtecha baderech, you know, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. Or you could say it the other way, and that is that your person is so consumed, or supposed to be so consumed, so redefined by his performance of a particular mitzvah, his involvement with a certain mitzvah, that osek b'mitzvah, that, you know, that blocks out everything else. You know, nothing else exists for him, and that creates a bubble which, you know, excludes everything else, al pidin, assuming, you know, that the bubble is kalos relative to that other thing, which I'll explain what I mean by going forward. Anyways, so the point is that either of those two broad approaches to osek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, you know, either the kind of dechuya one or the kind of hutra one, we'll call them for the moment, with whatever additional permutations, makes sense if you're dealing with an asek, you know, hamitzvah. Maybe, although less so, even a kind of shlichus, you know, to do a mitzvah, whereas you're not actually performing the mitzvah presently. Okay, that's already a little harder to see in these terms, but you could still do it. You could definitely still push it that way. Maybe, also a little harder, not necessarily than the shlichus ones. I would say parallel to the shlichus ones, a little better, a little worse, just different, but on the same level, probably. And that is tirdas mitzvah. In other words, you're not actually being osek b'mitzvah, but you are involved, you know, you're preoccupied, you know, intellectually and emotionally, you know, with the performance of the mitzvah, or with the mitzvah. You could see that, just like shluchei mitzvah, and, you know, kind of a hechsher mitzvah, you know, as an extension of osek b'mitzvah. It's easier to see it that way in the dechuya sense, frankly, than in the hutra sense, but it's not impossible even to apply it to the hutra sense. So the idea that a tirdas mitzvah, a shlichus b'mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah, let's say, things of that sort, that they too would come under the rubric, the broader rubric of osik mitzvah, patam mitzvah, is something to, you know, to consider. When I say to consider, I don't think it's obvious, right? We still may want to think, you know, in the world view of Rava, we're going to get back to this in a minute, whether there aren't two separate dinim, one called hechsher or tirdas mitzvah, and the other called actual hardcore osik mitzvah, and maybe there are nafkamina between them. But that aside, for the moment, we're focusing on Avaya. What I want to say is that the capacity to say that tirdas mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah, asik b'hechsher mitzvah, will also constitute a broader application of osik b'mitzvah, you know, is plausible. But the idea that Avaya's tirdas mitzvah would come under that rubric, right, that seems unacceptable. Because we're not talking about, you know, preparing for, or, you know, being preoccupied with. We're talking about, you know, being frustrated because of, or, you know, and so on. The lack of performance has created a situation in which, you know, in which you're preoccupied. So clearly, what that seems to be is something else entirely. Definitely not a hudra. Yes, a kind of dechuya, but not a dechuya where, you know, the negative preoccupation or the preoccupation of frustration is something that Alpidin outweighs because of its temporal quality. The second mitzvah, how would you explain it? Rather, what do you need to say here? Yeah, excellent. So not so much what's happening or the status or stature or either of the mitzvah or the gavra, you know, who's involved in mitzvah rishona, but more a practical impediment to a proper performance of mitzvah shniyah, and particularly on the kavana and makshava level. So one would expect, number one, that now again, if you want to say that, if you still want to say that the category of tirda and the category of osik are the same, so what you need to say is that osik mitzvah is just, you know, magnified, you know, manifold. You know, it too is not based on certainly the hutra idea, not even the normal dhuya idea that the value of this outweighs the value of that, given that it came first. But rather, it's the idea that, you know, if you're osik b'mitzvah, and because that is a chalos, it's a legitimate thing, so we understand why you can't muster the proper, you know, kavana. And the inability to muster the proper kavana is an impediment to mitzvah shniyah. So either Abaya thinks that there are two different dinim, right? Or he thinks that, and if there are two different dinim, let me say this, then it seems clear that he also holds that tirdas mitzvah belongs with tirda shelo asa esa mitzvah. Right? Or he holds that there's one din, but this one din significantly dilutes osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. It makes all osik b'mitzvah into a kind of, you know, tirda delo asa as a mitzvah equivalent. Okay. So basically, Abaya, to say it more simply, seems to be, Abaya's position seems to be based on two, I would say, assumptions. One is, what we just said. That is that the category of tirdas mitzvah, right, is one it, which is about the inability to properly perform the second mitzvah. That is the yesod here. Okay, that's assumption number one. Again, whether that drags in the rest of osik b'mitzvah, that part is not clear. But that certainly seems to be the idea of tirdas mitzvah at minimum. Okay. The second assumption, though, what is the second assumption? Would you say? Yeah, here. How'd you get all the way over there? What? Ah, the court. No, they told me by, like, you know, within 2 years of the building being built, right, that the whole battery technology was going to change. So. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Maybe that that is enough to make you popular from doing the second assumption.
Exactly. Meaning, the second assumption is that for Abaya, Tirda de lo asa mitzvah registers as a legitimate tirda, you know, which can pragmatically, you know, exempt you from the performance of a mitzvah. Right. Now, one could have said, yeah, yes.
So I was wondering, if we have to add in like a third assumption Abaya needs to have.
Go for it.
Which it seems like he requires a good amount of kavanah for all mitzvahs, because, I mean, this isn't the same point as his...
Well, do we know what he's extending to?
He says, cholam, it applies to all the mitzvahs, that Gemara, no?
Which Gemara?
The Gemara where he talks about, you're saying about Krishna?
That's one of the things we have to check into. So we'll have to see. That's a good, very good point to raise, and that's one of the things we'll have to check out. Well, there's a difference between Krishna or Krishna tefillah and tefillin, you know, or sukkah, you know, then other things. We'll get that back to that in just a couple of minutes. But very good. It's a good important issue. But the point here is as follows. In other words, and that's part of the Shakavataria of the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara then goes on, Gabi, to say what? When the Gemara says, oh, what are you talking about? We just zero in for a minute. The Gemara says, Omerli Avrava, this is what's going on here, right? Chazav to Krishna, my love, the Torah, the boy, the mival. I'm going to buy it low. The Torah, the low, boil. Correct? So those are three words. But in those three words, we've been able to kind of zero in on a whole approach to the tour of Tirda, or Tirdas Mitzvah. Correct? Meaning that a whole, you know, which may affect Osek Mitzvah or may not, but it certainly affects Tirdas Mitzvah. Fine, as we've explained. So then the Gemara says, then Rava says, Amale Rava, right? Rava, he means Rava understood what the implications of Abaya's position were. Umishum tirda patur. Go ahead. Elameata. Yeah. So before we get to there. So what's Rava basically saying to Abaya? If you, the second that you walk away from some sort of, you know, at minimum expanded osek b'mitzvah and opt instead for, you know, lemaisa, the person's preoccupation, state of mind, inability, right, to muster sufficient concentration to do the mitzvah, the second that you're doing that, what are you really saying? You're not operating halachically, you're operating pragmatically, right? Now, so what's the difference between Tavat Svinasa Bayam and anything else? Right? Now, the Rava was incapable of understanding that there's a difference between Tavat Svinasa Bayam and Tirda Lo Avad Mitzvah? That's what Abaya, in the end, Abaya says, you know, as to your question, right? As to your question, there's a difference between these two, right? That's the implicit comment of Abaya. Abaya doesn't think that Tavsinasa Bayam is poter. So what's the point? I mean, Rav is basically saying, listen, I do know the difference between Tirda de Lovad Mitzvah and Tirda de Avad Svinaso, you know, Bayam, but I just don't think that it is a legally sufficient distinction. Meaning, if you ask about the origin of this Tirda, there's a difference. One comes from, you know, the world of mitzvah, so the other is very pragmatic. But says Rava, I don't really care, because as long as Al Pidin, formally, it's not considered Asik B'mitzvah, right? It's no different than Tavas V'nasav. Ah, you'll say, but we can all appreciate it and understand it and know that it comes from a good place, meaning a person who's serious about his mitzvahs. Okay, but in a person who's serious about his life, you know, Tavas V'nasav Bayam isn't trivial either. It's not like he's concerned about the stock market, right? Which doesn't have to be trivial either. But that's not Tavas V'nasav Bayam. Right? Tavas V'nasav Bayam is any reasonable person would be in a state of Tirda in Tavas V'nasav Bayam. But what's the rule? He's Kayev Liyashev Daita Liyisuve Daita, right? To use the language of the Gemara in Sukkah, you know, about Avel. You're right, you gotta get over it. I mean, it's not a legal excuse, you know, as a chisaron in Kavana and Machshava. So here too, we admire the fact, and we understand the fact that Tirdas, you know, de lo avad mitzvah, de lo avad bila rishona, is something which, you know, registers as legitimate, right? But as long as it doesn't have a chalos, shame, Tirdas mitzvah, says Rava, right, it's not enough. And Abaya says, no, since the origin is mitzvah, right, there's still a difference. It's not just the legitimacy of the worry, it's also has a shame. There's a shame tirdas mitzvah here. Tirdas mitzvah when you're focusing on how to do it, and tirdas mitzvah when you're fretting and you're frustrated, you know, that you didn't yet. That's also called chalos tirdas mitzvah. And therefore, whereas in Tavas V'nasav Bayam, you're supposed to say, you know what, this is the perfect time for Kriya Shema. Or at least there's no excuse not to have Kriya Shema. But Tirda, the law of mitzvah, is still under the rubric of Tirdas mitzvah. Maybe even Osek mitzvah. We're not sure about that. Right? Whether it has 2D number one. So basically, to sum up, Abaya is basically saying, I have two assumptions. Abaya's position is based on two assumptions. Number one, that there's a chalos called Tirdas mitzvah, which is different than Tirdas rishus. Even Tirdas Tavas V'nasav Bayam, in other words, when it's Shaloasa Mitzvah, that's A. And B, that the Chalos, Tirdas Mitzvah, is something which is Poter, even though it's very different from, you know, what we would have thought would be, you know, even the more minimalist view of Osek, the Mitzvah. And those are the two assumptions. So now, when Rava, you know, rejects Abaya, right? And that's for Abaya. The question that remains is, and by the way, let's just add another point. And what does Abaya say about Avel? Right? Because that's in the very next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tavas V'nasav Bayam isn't good. Avel isn't even patur min mitzvahs except for tefillin shenikru pe'er." So what does Abaya think about tefillin? Does Abaya think that you're patur b'tefillin? I'm sorry, tefillin. The patur avos patur b'mitzvos. So that's the discussion Shittu Mekubetz says. You guys saw it or didn't see it yet? No? Okay, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll leave the pratim of the local Shittu Mekubetz. Today we'll speak more generally about some of the bigger issues. Okay, that's one question. Right. It also, we did discuss it already, right, regarding the Avelus aspect of it, and Rashi and Sukkah, and the Rambam, and so on and so forth. But, you know, in terms of Chalos Tirdas Mitzvah for Abaya, what will really be the din of? Well, apparently, you know, certainly one, if you say yes, then Tavas V'nasav Bayam, no. Abel, yes. And you know, Tirda de Lo Boil, yes. That's one. Perspective. Pashtus of the Gemara is not that way. Pashas of the Gemara is that Avel is like to be Tavas Vinasa Bayam. It doesn't have a say, a shame or a chalos of Tirdas Shaloasa Mitzvah, or Tirdas Mitzvah. Even though there it's Tirdas, yeah, okay. So that may require you to have a certain stronger perspective, like Rashi and Sukkah, about Tsar in Avel. And Rashi here also says it. Rashi here has the line, as we already noted. Lo gami da Avel, the Torah tirda de Rishus, she'ein Tsaro mitzvah, afapi she'aveluso mitzvah. Again, Rashi doesn't go as far as what he says in Sukkah, where he says Tsar is zero, right, and Avelus is only kavod hanes, but he certainly, at minimum, makes a distinction between Tsar and Avelus. Okay. So the question for Abaya only is, there are two questions for Abaya. Number one, where does he draw the line, and what constitutes this extended idea of Tirdas Mitzvah? What about cases like Avel? That's one question. And the second question that remains open for Abaya, and this is a critical question, is whether or not the best thing to say for Abaya is that there are two completely different dinim, Tirdas Mitzvah, with this expanded, understanding of it, and Osek B'Mitzvah, or whether or not all Osek Mitzvah gets pulled in and redefined by Tirdas Mitzvah. Those are the questions for Abaya. For Rava, and it seems like we paskin like Rava, right? So the question is a little bit different. If a bias view is based on two assumptions, David, so then what?
Then we could argue on either one of those.
Exactly. Meaning, Rava could either tell you. Say that again? Exactly. He might say, fundamentally, I don't necessarily agree with him, but I disagree with Abaya on the point that Tirda de lo Avad Mitzvah registers, but, just because it registers doesn't make it a competing mitzvah. It just makes it an impediment to performing mitzvah number two. And that is not the basis for any patur. Because Tirdas Mitzvah, like Osek B'Mitzvah, requires, right, that there be, at minimum, some sort of stature, not just, registering an understanding of, Mitzvah number one. Okay, that would be very, very critical, very important, right? And then basically you could say, because otherwise I think Tavas V'Nasavayam would also register, and this is a line in the Shittuv Kovetzes too, actually, an interesting line. Ironically, in other words, Abaya has to walk a bit of a fine line, because he believes in Tirdas, Shaloas a Mitzvah, as being significant, but rejects, within that, Tavas V'Nasa Bayam. And what his status is with regard to Abel, that's a machlokas, right? But Rava, in a way, is able to be more expansive. Rava is able to say, even as he's being less expansive, or put it another way, because he's less expansive, he can afford to be more expansive. Okay. In other words, because he doesn't think that a chalos, tirdas mitzvah, something that we register, understand, and appreciate, right, is sufficient to be poter, according to David's first suggestion, right? So because that is true, he's also open to saying, by the way, I think that Tava Svinoso Bayam, I think if Abaya was right about that point, about the nature of the Ptur, namely that it had to do with the inability to muster proper kapana for the Davar, for the Mitzvah Shnia, if that were true, I really think that Tava Svinoso Bayam, and Avelus, would qualify. As much as, or maybe more than, right, Tirda de lo Avad Mitzvahs Be'ilas Mitzvah. So you can have an interesting situation, right, where the perception of all of these three, are are going to change. You know, whether you hold like Abaya and Rava, and in ways that are a little more unpredictable and nuanced than you would have. Clear? Good. Okay. So then that's one possibility, that basically Rava is saying there has to be a much stronger Osek B'mitzvah quality to Tirdas Mitzvah. Now, even then, you still might argue, might have to ask the question, according to Rava, namely what? You still might want to ask, within this view still, whether Osek Mitzvah, Patamina Mitzvah, and Tirdas Mitzvah are the same. We might still think that they're different, right? But we still think that even Tirdas Mitzvah requires some quality, some stature, in performance number one. What we're rejecting, according to this view, is the notion that a recognized or justified or a valid kavana impediment is insufficient. But that doesn't mean that we think that hechsher or tirda and actual asek are necessarily the same. Those could still be two different dinim with nafkamina, but they don't have to be. And certainly, even if they're not, it doesn't have to drag down Osek, it could be, you know, upgrading real Tirdas Mitzvah. Okay. Everybody clear on this? Okay. What's the second possible view of Rava to reject? You know, Hanami, Abaya is right, that Tirdas Mitzvah, right, is a totally different idea. It's about the impediment to mustering proper Kavana for Shnia. That's in theory, Abaya is right. Right, David? However, Tirda de lo Ovid mitzvah is not a chalos tirda that is a boyli ali suvedaite. We don't recognize that. If we don't recognize, you know, Tava Bayam, and we don't recognize Ava, we don't recognize that either. But the principle, even for Rava, right, that the recognized inability to do the second is the yesod of either, now still we have an open question according to this, like before, either the separate din of Tirdas Mitzvah, or both Tirdas Mitzvah and Osek B'Mitzvah, that they're really not based on any kind of clash, or at least that Tirdas Mitzvah is not based on any clash, but on the impediment of doing Shnia, that we accept. Right? Okay. So this is what we have here. I'll wait till tomorrow, till we just, you know, review Dutch Dorsal, document a little more, some of the Lashonos, the Shinubetska. It sounds like you guys, sounds like you didn't see them. Okay. But now, let's discuss a little further this issue, these two issues. Number one is Tirda, and let's say within Rava now, is Tirda and Osek one category or two categories, right? And what is the nature even of Osek? Let's discuss that briefly. So when I asked Shalom to read, right, first thing he said was, okay, if you really want me to, okay, it's good that I did because I did a good job. And then he said, what should I read? Ksuvas, right? Because he apparently wanted to read what? Sukkah. Or brachos, I guess. Right. So let's read Sukkah just quickly. Let's go through Shacham Makaria in Sukkah, and then we'll go back and discuss Osek Mitzvah more generally, but again, very, very, very briefly. Okay, so the Mishnah in Sukkah, Kafei Amad Aleph, says what? Okay, so what's all that? Shluchim, the important thing for us, Shluchim Mitzvah, Pturim in Asukkah.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, as I mentioned before, you know, when we think of Osek Mitzvah, Pturim in Mitzvah, right, we usually, our initial reaction is somebody who's really more concretely, actually involved in the performance of a mitzvah. Right? Shluchim Mitzvah. That's an interesting question. What is the status of Shluchei Mitzvah? I don't want to get into this right now, I just want to raise it. We're not going to discuss it much further, but it's, you know, it's an interesting question. Right, just like we had already when we talked about that Yoredeya issue, remember the Kol Shekein language, which isn't so pashut, is an Osek be, you know, Betzorchei Tzibur? Is that somebody who is considered to be Osek Mitzvah Patur and a Mitzvah? Remember, Lashon Osek, some of the poskim was Kol Shekein. I'm not so sure. Right? Here too, what about Shluchei Mitzvah? What about Holech Lekabel Pnei Rabo? Right, is that a Hechsher? What I really mean is, are these Hechsherei Mitzvah? Or are they actual Mitzvah? Some people think that, you know, when it comes to Tana, the Rav used to say this part, that, you know, when it comes to Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, that isn't just a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not that, oh, you know, the trip, you know, is a hechsher. The important thing is to be, you know, benochut rabo, in the presence of the Rebbe. You know, that's when, you know, even, you know, maybe in roa panav is significant, you know, having that, you know, reconnecting in the relationship, certainly hearing, you know, what he has to say, you know, but getting there, that's a hechsher mitzvah. Or no, the sense of the, of you know, say l'charab is such that the effort itself, and, you know, the implication of the effort is already part of the mitzvah. Right. That's an interesting issue. That's when's a heksher, you know, when is part of the asek, let's say, and the tircha, and the decision to invest in, so on, you know, when is that really part of the mitzvah itself? That's part of this. But if we assume that, you know, shluchei mitzvah and heksherei mitzvah really are heksherim, that's an interesting question too. Right? You could say, well, you know, a heksher is still connected to, it's like tchilas ha-mitzvah. Right? In terms of the temporal and other issues. So these are questions. I don't want to get into this now because it'll take us too far afield, but just, since the Mishnah happens to be speaking about shluchei mitzvah, and then they talk about being lekabel pnei rabo, you know, you should know that these are issues that are talked about, both by the Rishonim and the Achronim halata. But either way, the Gemara has Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min Asaka. Then the Gemara says, Minon Emili.
Minon Emili. Tanarabanan, the Shekhtah of the Mesaka, Prat Osek Mitzvah, Lat Chavadere, Prat Lachasa.
Ah. So here, already, Shalom, what are we thinking?
We're thinking that Chasan has to be possible. If Chasan is post Nisu and pre-Biyah, if the Chasan that's being talked about here is post Nisu and pre-Biyah, then perhaps Tirdah doesn't.
Well, certainly, yeah, it's going to become clear in the continuation that we definitely are talking about that, but, you know, Chasson's focus on the... So what's striking, just to say it more clearly, what's striking about the beginning of the Gemara, which catches our eye, is...
There's two drashos.
Two drashos. B'shivtcha v'secha, prat losik mitzvah, and b'lechtcha baderech, prat l'chasson. So it sounds like there are two different limudim here. But whenever you have this kind of situation, as we know, right, there are two ways to go with it, right? One is
different.
Two different dinim, right? And then we could look for nafkaminas, or exactly an extension or an expansion, or to preclude some sort of distinction, which turns out to be incorrect. So, do we have one category which is expanded upon, right? Or do we really have two different? Different deed. Yeah. Mikan Amru, again, Akonis is Absula.
Akonis is Absula. Apater Besalmana Chayav. My Mashma, Amarapuna, Kizakma, Derek Roshos, Afko Roshos. Afuge Ha, Dumetzo Hassan.
So here it's a little tricky because the Derek. Oh, okay. Actually, we'll. Yeah, go ahead. Then the Gemara says, Milo Askinan.
Milo Askinan, because of the Bar Mitzvah.
Also, an interesting line. The Gemara assumes, like, you know, oh, if you're going somewhere, you know, it's probably the Bar Mitzvah, right? Then that's a default. That's such a nice and inspiring have of you, right? Yeah. So again, the Gemara is basically saying, not just the have of you, the Gemara is saying that's true. Right, and it's just a diuk of the Shevis and Balaches, but Stam Halicha, according to the Gemara, is really L'shem Mitzvah. That's how you're supposed to focus your life. Amazing. Okay, so then the Gemara says, now, oh, this idea, also that Balaches de Mitzvah Ptiras, is an interesting language, right? Meaning it sounds more, it doesn't sound like just that. Again, no, that's not a raya, obviously, but it sounds a little bit like we're doing some sort of hafka'ah or lack of mechayiv. Meaning when you're in a neutral state, you're chayiv b'mitzvah. When you're osuk b'mitzvah, right, either because, as I said before, that preoccupation is total, and therefore you are like in a bubble, and you're not mechayiv anything, which is also inspiring, or, you know, just, you know, a non-neutral state is not chayiv. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Ihaki. Nami. So this line in the Gemara again is very suggestive. Again, a lot of times the Shach HaMatar you can't pin it down because there's more than one way to interpret it, and that's what the Rishonim do for us in the Mefarshim. But it's still important to acknowledge in the reading of the Gemara, you know, the fertile, you know, thoughts, you know, that, you know, should be running through your head. So this is a great line in the Gemara too. For the first one was the two. The first one was the shluche. Then was the two psukim. Then comes this line, which is when this Gemara ihachi. Ihachi, afilu kornes asalmana nami, right? So basically the Gemara is saying is, oh, this is just osuk mitzvah, butter mitzvah, right? That works better, much better, right, if the Gemara's assumption is that the two have just expanded, but it's one idea. So if it's one idea, then it should apply in the case of almana as well. Okay? Not muchach to interpret this way. You could also say, oh, maybe there's a little bit of tirda in the case of almana, and there probably is some tirda in the case of almana, even though it's not tirdas pesulim, you know, but these are all very highly personal and sensitive, you know, kind of issues, as they should be. So is the hava mina there's enough tirda there, even though it's not tirdas mitzvah so much? Or is the hava mina that you don't need tirda, it's osik mitzvah? So then again, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, yach afilu konis almana nami. The Gemara says, konis absula tarid, konis almana lo tarid. So again, if it says how much tirda, what kind of tirda, then it's a small reversal. If not, it's the Gemara saying, didn't you read the, you know, didn't you get the memo? This isn't osik b'mitzvah, this is tirdas mitzvah. And almana doesn't have the din of tirdas mitzvah. Okay. Then the Gemara, and that would work better, obviously, with the continuation of the Gemara, right? Here we don't have a Baya and Rabbah, but the Gemara continues from here, the same way that we have it. Go ahead. Kalhecha. Meaning, so the Gemara went 180 degrees. The Gemara said, well, we thought that Tirda is just an extension of Osik Mitzvah, and if that's the case, then Huadin Be'ilas Mitzvah of Almana. When the Gemara said, what are you talking about? It's Midin Tirda. The Gemara says, oh, Midin Tirda, you mean there are two dinim. Nothing to do with Osik Mitzvah. So then, you think that Tirda the Mitzvah, just the inability, you know, a legitimate inability to focus on what's coming, you know, is a reason for a p'tur. Okay. But then let's take it to its logical conclusion. Elamayata, Tavasvin Asabayam. Right? Chitei Machanami. Yeah, and it's the Gemara's answer. So then the question is how to read that line, and especially for Rava, right? One way to read the line is no. This is all osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, but there's an expansion of osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah when you have tirdas mitzvah. Of course, that's only if it's tirdas mitzvah, not tirda the loss of mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with, it doesn't have anything to do with avelos because of whatever, you know, that we discussed already for various different reasons. And it certainly has nothing to do with tavas v'nasa bayam at all. So what we have is an expansion of osik b'mitzvah. If you look at Rashi in general, we'll see in a moment, Rashi in Sukkah, Rashi in Brachos, Rashi in Ksuvas, Rashi always seems to integrate tirdas mitzvah and osik mitzvah. Okay? Take Ksuvas for a moment. Right? When the Gemara has here, who has it? My love, hi, depata le mikriyash rabbele le shabbos mishintarid b'mitzvah. The boy le mival the osik b'mitzvah, pater b'na mitzvah. Right? So Rashi's into this. We'll see in just a moment. That's one way to read the Maskan of the Gemara. The other way to read the Maskan of the Gemara is in Achanami, Osik Mitzvah and Tirdas Mitzvah are two different dinim, and maybe they're nafkamina, but you still need Tirdas Mitzvah, not just a legitimate preoccupation, which makes difficult or even precludes, you know, the ability to fully concentrate and focus on the upcoming mitzvah. So you need Tirdas Mitzvah, even though it's separate from Asik Mitzvah. So look at Rashi here in Sukkah for a minute. What does Rashi do for us? Belechtecha baderech prat lechasan. Go ahead. So basically he's asking the question, right? Why do we need to psukim? Isn't Tirdas Mitzvah under the rubric of Osek V'mitzvah? Go ahead. The hedjuk, see you. So what's going on here? He's asking the question exactly, and he's totally integrating them. He's totally integrating them. He's basically saying, well, we could have drawn the line. We could have said only Asik Mitzvah, or maybe Shliach, or Hechsher, but not Machshava, you know, not worrying about, here it's not the worrying of not doing it, it's about the worrying of doing it, but maybe that's too amorphous, or too removed. Kamash Malan, no, it's all one. Now, when you look here, just one more second, in Cain, right? The Baderach Mitzvah Nami Koi Lichto Belecha Baderach Torid. So Rashi says Torid Libo Torid V'Machsheves Beila Mestaber Ki Patre Kro Mishum Tirda Patre Ve'Ino Yochal Lasok B'Shnayim Ke'achad. It's interesting. Use the language of Iyef Shalakayim Shneim, right, which is associated with Osek Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. So again, Rashi is, and then we talked about Koni Salmana Lo Torid V'Yochal Lekayim Eshteyan. Meaning what Rashi did was he transitioned and he, in other words, for Rashi, basically, it seems like Tirda Smitzvah and Asek the Mitzvah for Rava, right, is one category. It's just a widening of it. And therefore he just, you know, everything is looked at in terms of Efshel Lekayim Shteyam, Efshel Lekayim Shteyam, and so on. Okay. Okay. Anything else I wanted to say here? Okay, good. What about Tosis Alatar? I'm sorry, yeah.
So, is it possible to say that Rashi isn't including Tirda under the rubric of Osek Mitzvah, but rather making Osek Mitzvah Tirda?
That's still possible. But he's definitely integrating.
Right.
As opposed to saying that there are two dinim.
Yes, it's Avagat the Unami the Mitzvah Torah. Both are within Tirdas Mitzvah. Chasa Meir Tato is the Tirda that's the Yoshev Upato, not the Zaskos, where he's actually doing something.
Right, I mean, we don't know. We just don't know which way it goes. But we know that they're integrated. Meaning, he's not saying there are two dinim. Now, are they not two dinim because even Osek Mitzvah is only a din in Tirda? Or they're not Tudinim because Tirda is an expanded Osek. I suspect it's the second more than the first, but it could be either.
Maybe isn't the Diuk?
What?
Maybe isn't like the Diuk?
Say the Diuk again?
Avagav the Hundami the Mitzvah Tard. Even though Achasa also is Tard Mitzvah, indicating that Osek Mitzvah is also Tard the Mitzvah.
No, I think it's the Mitzvah Tard, and therefore he's involved in the Mitzvah. He's the Mitzvah Tard, so this is also Osek Mitzvah. I don't see that as, but I do agree it could go in either direction. I just think he's more likely. He keeps saying Tirda is Osek. He doesn't keep saying that Osek is Tirda. But I think in theory it could be that way. What did Tosas say? John? Tosas here goes, he starts quoting Rashi, right? I'm talking about the, Belechtecha. We'll get back to the Shluchei Mitzvah in just a minute. Yeah, there's a big machlokas here about the girsa. Right? Is it, and that surely is significant. Right? And the way the Girsa is in our Gemara, it's b'shift chavaysecha prat losik mitzvah, and b'lech chabaderech prat l'chasa. And that's what Rashi's working with, because so, osik mitzvah, so what do you need a second pasuk for? Right? Tosis is saying, how does it go here? Right? The mashma belechas didach lo belechas mitzvah. Umechasan lo aviyadinan shar osek b'mitzvah. The dilma shayni chasan shein nokelo kolkach lahasir atirda milibo. Alpha bishab atirda to reshus mi boy leli suve daite. Velahasir machshavas tirdasa. So two things. Number one, if you have the switched order, I'm not saying it's impossible, but generally speaking, if you have the switched, if you have a category and then you have the next limud, to say, oh, you have the category, and now we're the second pasuk is to teach you that it's wider than you thought, right? If you go the other way, right, it's a little harder to say that. You can say, oh, zu v'ein tzarech lomar zu katani, you know, but you know usually, if we're talking about a chiddush of expansion, then you need to have the basic category first, and then the second category second. Which is another reason why I think that, you know, it's osik mitzvah, and then tirdas mitzvah is also esek hamitzvah. Just like hechsher mitzvah is esek hamitzvah, even when it's not, you know, doesn't turn into a non-hechsher. So too, tirdas mitzvah. But if you start the other way around, if you start with tirdas mitzvah, you know, to say the second one is osik mitzvah is much more difficult. So there can be, you know, two things to say. One is our two dinim, and the other is that, you know, even though there's one din, right, that one din is more focused on the tirda part than it is on the osik part. Okay, and that's kind of what Tosus is saying in the end, at least the second, if not the first. Right, Tosus is saying that it's harder to, you know, to rest, you know, to set this aside, you know, with proper perspective, you know, if it's chasan, then it is. If it's even osek mitzvah, but these are shiurim in the level of clash, but certainly in his ability to muster a focus, you know, properly. Now, did you have a question or no? Okay. Either way, I just want to also point out that Rashi in Brachos Yud Aleph Amud Aleph also, again, the Shach Kavatari is the same, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but there too Rashi integrates here on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph the Ramaskil. Blech chabaderech pat lachasan. Avagav dechasan nami osek b'mitzvahu. Ilav kro yisera lo nafka mikra kama. Kimin osek b'mitzvah lo tzim b'kro behedya. Elim yuta b'yama. Right? Umamitam imatina mina osek mitzvah. Osek b'melechas mitzvah d'ika tirda. Avachasan. The tirda de machshava bialmahu shemechashev al esik psulim ilav kroy seirlosmat. But here it does sound a little more like both of them are tirdas machshava. The one of the Rashi and Brachos, actually. Okay, but again, he's integrating them. Then akonis is absula pator shetorid b'machshavas pilas my mashma prat la osik b'mitzvah. Okay. The point is that Rashi here, again, seems to be integrating Esek b'mitzvah and Tirdas mitzvah, although here to me it sounds a little bit more like both of them are Tirdas mitzvah rather than both of them are Asik mitzvah, which is, doesn't surprise me that the nuances might shift a little bit. Okay. If indeed we think that there's a separate din called Tirdas mitzvah, I'll put it this way. If we operate with the idea that Osik mitzvah and Tirdas mitzvah are one and the same, whether they're both about Tirda or they're both about Asik, it seems clear that even
So later on it says in Zebra Maskel Tari Tirda Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Even the Anam Yud Ba'ala Dershina Pat Lafasa Misayacha Imim Ma'edas Mine Tirda the Mitzvah. There it sounds to say Misayacha Lamai Tirda the Mitzvah. It sounds like it's like a Xeris Akasa that only Tirda the Mitzvah is Patrick.
Say that one time? What does it sound like?
He says, did the last one or what?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say from it. Yeah.
The what? Zebra Maskel Tari Tirda the Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So he's saying it's only going to apply, Torah's only going to apply to the mitzvah and not just like Tavas Finas beyond. But it sounds like it's like a Gzeres Kosov. He's saying Misayacha Lamai Zeh.
No, meaning it's a Chiddush. Put it this way.
Okay.
Right, because so that would confirm a little bit what I said before, which is that the Rashi and that's the Rashi and Brachos. The Rashi and Sukkah sounds like Tirdas Mitzvah is Osik Mitzvah, and that the Rashi in Ksuvah sounds that way too. In Brachos, it sounds a little more to me like Osik Mitzvah is Tirdas Mitzvah. So then the idea that you need to formulate it is that it's Tirdas Mitzvah, and therefore. Ein l'chaboa l'chidusha, you're not going to go to Tirdas Rishus. That's what you're trying to do, Bedayik, right?
Yeah.
Works out very well. I didn't catch that, but I think it's very good. Meaning, it doesn't mean that Tirda and Asik aren't one and the same. It just means that even Asik is Tirda. So I think, first of all, thank you, because I didn't see it. But I'm saying that that would work nicely, with that emphasis there. But it's still one. So I think it's Ksuvas and Sukkah go one way. Brachos goes a little bit a different way in terms of the emphasis, but it's a very good point. Okay. Now, if we say that there are, that Asik and Tirda are one, whether they're, the Asik and the Tirda are Tirda, driven, or Asik driven, so, clearly, we know from Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, that it applies to Shar Mitzvos too. Right? Right, the Gemara says that your pater from giving, Pruta Da'ani, the Gemara discusses whether Shomer Avedos, Shomer Kinam, Shomer Sachar, Osik Mitzvah Pater, and Tzir Pater mi Tzedakah. Okay, you don't need some special Kavana in Tzedakah. Now, it could be there's no case of Tirdas Mitzvah, which is Poter Yu mi Tzedakah, Lamaisa. Right, but that's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to say is that Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and the Tirdas mitzvah part, in theory at least, aside from the Lamaisa issue, right, is going to apply, b'kol mitzvahs. However, if we take the view that Tirdas mitzvah l'chud and Osik mitzvah l'chud, not only in terms of the mechayiv. Again, there are still two ways to do that in terms of drawing the line. Either, the difference between a kind of a hutra and a dechuya, or maybe even more, the difference between, inability to do the second mitzvah as opposed to, right, the overriding in whichever way of the first mitzvah. But the point is, if there are two different dinim, wherever you draw the line in those two different dinim, right, so then it's possible at least to suggest that Tirdas mitzvah is limited to mitzvos that require a special level of kavanah. Now what is that? So again, the makar is the parsha of Kriyashma. That Kriyashma requires special kavanah is something which A is understandable, right? It's Kabbalah Salmachus Shemayim, and the focus on that first Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is very charged, as we know. The Rishonim who suggest that you know, separate from mitzvah srichos kavana, right, that there is, you know, a special kavana samilim and a kavana samachos shamayim that is required in kriyashma, understandably. Again, kriyashma is also linked up to yichud Hashem, particularly in the worldview of the Rambam. Right. For others, you might say, oh, Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Achad, Kabbalah, Salmachus, Shemaim, these are two different dinim in Kriya Shema. For the Rambam, there's a lot of evidence, it's not for now, but, you know, and say for mitzvos and other places, that these really are connected. Rambam calls Kriya Shema and so on, and say for mitzvos. So, that, you know, adds an element, you know, as well, because that's an amuna. It's not just a maisa mitzvah, obviously. In addition to that, the Rishonim would say that, you know, all mitzvot shebedibur, but certainly things like Kriya Shema, will require kavana, and that maybe the regular dinim of mitzvot, if you hold mitzvot, saying tzrichos kavana generally, but shiny, something like Kriya Shema. So, if the makar of tirdas mitzvah is Kriya Shema, you know, that is consequential in two ways. Again, even if you were to hold, I'll say it again, that tirdas mitzvah and osik mitzvah is one category, in theory, you still might say, well, that's our next question that we want to get to, you know, but there still needs to be some sort of a clash, like, as to put it in the language of the Baal Hiposas. No one ever said that, you know, if you're wearing tzitzes, which everybody should be wearing during the day, you know, that you're patur min mitzvos. Or if you're wearing tefillin, you know, in the times when they used to wear tefillin, you know, not just during tefillah, that you're patur min mitzvos. Right, so there has to be still an accounting of, you know, coming to terms with what do we mean when we talk about osik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. So what you could say is that lemaisa, you know, tirdas mitzvah is only going to constitute a, you know, a mitzius and a clash when, you know, there's a certain, you know, mutual exclusivity or at least an inability to perform both, you know, in an effective way, no matter what you say. We'll document this. Understand what I'm saying? So that lemaisa, but still, that's different than saying that in theory, tirdas mitzvah, you know, doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. But if we take the view that tirdas mitzvah and osik mitzvah are different, then we have at least the luxury or the possibility of thinking that it isn't just that practical problem which we have to address, but rather the chiddush of tirdas mitzvah being a separate patur, even though it isn't asik mitzvah, it's not about a hutra or a dechuya, it's just about, you know, the inability, or even on the inability to muster proper kavana, but in a doma if that's because you're involved in the kiyum mitzvah, or if it's just understandable, but neutral, right? So then you might say, oh, it's limited to kriya shema, or, if you wanted to take it a little bit further, so what you might say is it's not limited to Kriya Shema, but it is in the Psukim of Kriya Shema, but it's limited to the Kriya Shema club. Right? By which I mean, what's the Kriya Shema club? Yaakov. What? What would you put in the Kriya Shema club? We could learn so much about your Ashkafas Olam from your answer to this question. I don't want to make you nervous or anything about it. What?
Is this a kavana?
Yeah, clearly. That's what I really mean. Yeah. I mean, so what, for example?
Shofar?
Shofar is interesting. That's already very nuanced. And as we know, Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana is a question of shofar. Before you get to that, Jonah? What? Okay, listen, why don't we just say Shemoneh Esrei, and then we can then from there. But no, you're right too. I mean, what else? Tefillin. Well, first of all, let's just remember the Mishnah in the third parak of Brachos, right? Where we talked about it already. Onain, you know, is Mishnah Mesabutul Lefanav is Pater. Wait, how does the Mishnah go? Mikriyashma, Tfila, Tfilin, Umikol Mitzvah Swamuros Batora. So we talked about the Avelis issue. We noted that this is an interesting literary flourish, right? Like, what is that? Okay. I mean, the Mishnah is in third parak about Kriyashma, fine. But where did the Tfila, the Tfilin, you know, come in? And why isn't it all superfluous anyway? Once you said Umikol Mitzvah Swamuros Batora. And is that the Mishnah's way or the Halakha's way of saying, you know, it applies to all, but it applies in a little bit of a different way, right, to each or to some of them? right? Then we have the Yerushalmi and the Babli and the Rashi and the Tosas, right? Is this kind of like an Osek Mitzvah because of course I'm ace? Or is it, you know, Kiheim Chayenu, you know, kind of a thing, right? But also, one of the things that we noted was that Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin have special levels of Kavana required, right? Tefillin and Tzitz, that's what the Rambam compares based on the Gemara, but the Rambam quotes that, and it's, you might have thought it was a drasha, you know, just a nice board. But the Rambam quotes in the Hilchos Tefillin. It's very crucial to understand Tefillin, this idea that you have to be mamashfish, the Tefillin, there shouldn't be Hesach Hadas in Tefillin, because wearing Tefillin, like wearing the Tzitz, is something that, you know, you have to be muda, you have to, you know, you have to have a very high level of Kavana for it. It's an amazing idea, right? There might be different, these things. Tefillah is Amida Lefnei Hashem. Reb Chaim has his famous piece about, again, this Kavana of Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, this Kavana of simply Amida Lefnei Hashem. And Jonah correctly pointed out, right, that, you know, what is that, what special, what is the part that you need special Kavana for in both in Kriya Shema, right? Is it the first sentence? Is it the first, you know, paragraph? And what about in Tefillah? Right? In terms of Avos and Vuros and Kedushas Hashem and so on and so forth. This is Brachos, right? The structure of Tefillah is, it's not just to know when to, you know, when to, you know, force the Chazan to repeat, you know, Shemesre. It's because there's a whole system of understanding, you know, and it's all theologically and philosophically, you know, very charged. Like, what are the different pieces of tefillah, and you know, what are you supposed to be thinking of, or as I like to, an extension say, and how you're supposed to sing them as well, right? Anyways, Kriya Shema, tefillah, tefillin. You know, everybody knows the famous comment of the Bach about sukkah. We talked about it, I'm sure, on sukkahs, you know, in the sukkah. You know, one of the reasons that maybe a mitzvah is potter. So we repeat it again. We talked about the Taz and Avelis, right? Meaning, Leman Yedu Dorasechem, Kibasukha Sashatis, Pneis Rabat Tziosom Eretz Mitzroyim. So, again, the two main sugyas are, you know, in Brachos, Yud Aleph and Tazayin, in the context of Kriya Shema, and in Sukkah. Anyways, so the idea that again, the Rach has this idea and explanation of one line in the Gemara of why Sukkah Lamala Miestrim could be possible. You know, the idea of Leman Yedu and Zecher and Tzias Mitzrayim. Of course, the Bach made it famous by suggesting that you have to have, you know, that even if you hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, either there are different formulations of it, especially when you get to the Taz and others, that means what? So, but mitzvah strichas kavana because of l'man yedu in Sukkah? Or no, it's not mitzvah strichas kavana, but it's a different kavana. It's the kavana of l'man yedu. Okay. An interesting question, it's harder. But the point I'm trying to make is that the, wherever you have a requirement of additional, focus and concentration, whether it's quantitative or qualitative, especially if it's qualitative, so then the idea of mitzta'er being potur is much more palatable on a practical level in terms of being koveya what constitutes osek b'mitzvah, but even more importantly on a conceptual level. What you might say is that if there is a separate category called tirda, right, and especially if it's focused not so much on the requirements or needs of the first mitzvah, but on the inability to properly do with proper integrity the second mitzvah, then you might say it's only Kriya Shema, or it's only, you know, some sort of all or some sort of, you know, combination of the club members of Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, maybe Sukkah. You know, who there were some other suggestions? Who said something else before? Oh, Shofar, right? Shofar is Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, for sure.
Signing a get?
Well, that's a Shema. That just means signing a get is a different story. The Lishma of a get is the idea that there's no such thing as a generic get. Right? Every get is personalized. Every relationship is personalized. Okay, but that's not for now. Anyways, it's Lishma, and there is an overlap, but it's a different kind of, in my opinion, it's a different kind of Lishma. Anyways, So this is one of the questions. This might be one of the nafkaminas. If there are really two dinim, then the expansion of kol mitzvos, which certainly applies to osik mitzvah, may not apply. Although again, there's also the practical reason why not. But this would be a fundamental reason. That's number one. And number two, of course, is if it works differently, because one is hutra and the other is dechuya, or because one is about the overriding of one mitzvah over the other in one way or another, and the other is about the inability to do mitzvah number two, then certainly there are going to be other nafkamina as well, right? Let's say you want to do the second mitzvah, or you want to switch the, let's say the second mitzvah is more chashuv, or it's more chashuv too. Can you do it? Can you leave number one to do number two? Can you do number two at the same time as number one, if you want to? Right? Ef shalakayim shneim, or what if it's ef shalakayim shneim, but there's still a hagdara of osek mitzvah? Would there be a difference between tirdas mitzvah and osek mitzvah? Right? These are just three things I'm throwing out just along the way, where there could be important nafkamina. Okay, so we'll see soon. What is the Rambam Shita, by the way, about this whole tirdas mitzvah, osik mitzvah issue? Ellie? Okay, so we'll discuss that a little bit tomorrow, but in Perek Dalad Chos Kriya Shema, how does it sounds a little bit. Anybody? Avram? What's the same? Between? Interesting, right. But there's some interesting things in the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam is in Perek Dalad Hilchos Kriya Shema. What time is it? We'll stop in a minute. Perek Dalad Hilchos Kriya Shema, right? That's right at the beginning. What am I doing? The Rambam here, Nashim Avadim Ktanim Ptur Mikriya Shema. Interesting, it's in the same halacha. Belamdim Esaktanim. And then Misha Yalab Libo Torud Benechbaz Bedvar Mitzvah Mikola Mitvos Potur Mikriya Shema. So the Rambam doesn't speak about Osik Mitzvah here at all. Right? He speaks about Tirdas Mitzvah. Misha Libo Torud Venechbaz, doesn't say Misha Libo Tavarud, Misha Yanechbaz or Osek, or Osuk Bidvar Mitzvah. Here he's talking about Misha Libo Tavarud Venechbaz Bidvar Mitzvah, Mikola Mitzvahs, Patur Mikriyashma. Okay? And then he says, Lefika Chasan Shinasa Basila Patur Mikriyashma, Achev Aleha, Shane Daita Pnuya. Again, because he can't focus. Shemalei Matze Basulim. That's also fascinating. That you don't know why. What's the yichus of after Motzai Shabbos? The Machlokas Rishonim. We'll see the Shidduch Kabetzes. The Rajba and a day in the Shita. What's the yichus of Motzai Shabbos? The Rambam says the yichus tizkenish. The yichus of Motzai Shabbos is shari niskara daito v'liba gospa alpha bishalaba. Okay, it's interesting psychologically also. And then he says, "Avul anose sabuula avabishu osek b'mitzvah chayev likros hove ein lo davar shemishabish es daita b'chem kikyotzeva." Ah, so how do you read? I think this is maybe what you were referring to, the transition between halacha aleph and halacha beis. One way, it's almost like we read our Gemara; it's a little bit unclear. One way is to say, "Oh, well, by virtue of the Rambam saying," but he's following the Gemara. But by the Rambam saying "Aval anose sabuula," by even raising the question. Apapishu osek b'mitzvah, right? That this is the Rambam's way, of saying this is all a din of osek b'mitzvah. The only question is efshal l'kayim shneim or efshal l'kayim shneim? Kind of the way we were reading Rashi in Sukkah, because otherwise, what's he even talking about? But the other way to read the Rambam is exactly the opposite. This is the Rambam saying, I'm not talking about osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah here. Right, I'm talking about Besula, which is Afa Bishu Osa, because maybe you could say Nose Beula is Osa Kamitz. He shouldn't say Afa Bishu Osa Kamitz. He should really say, you know, Eino Osik, Eino, you know, Osik B'mitzvah Legabe Kriyashma, or something like that. That's such a strong deal. What do you understand what I'm saying? But he says, Hoel the Einlo Dabar Shemeshabesh is Daito Bechenkol Kiyotzebo. Then in the next halach, it's also fascinating, because again, Misha Mesamot Telefana Patur, the first one is Mikriyashma. Then Mitzvilim, Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Patur. So the Rambam says Misha Meis Lo Meis. He doesn't even call him an own name, right? Shu Chayvlis Abalala. Okay, Potter Mikriyashma. Ad Shins, again, not in the context of other mitzvos. Ad Shik Bereno Mipnei Shein Daito Pnuya Likros. Problem is again. Bimayim Ashamer Sameis Alfa Bishaino Meiso Potter Mikriyashma. That's probably Osek. Bimay Shomrim Shnayim. Right, the one is Korei. But the Onein is not Korei, even if there's more than one Onein, who's Osek B'Kivrei Hameis. So what I'm saying is, again, there's a problem in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to be limiting this to Kriyash thing. It's a specific in Kriyashma, and it's a din in the inability to provide, to muster the proper level of Kavana in Kriyashma. In contrast to things like Osek B'Mitzvah, which don't apply here, at all. But it's not Muchrach, and even where Osek Mitzvah does apply, Osek Mitzvah is more limited because you're really going to look at the pressure and the counter pressure and weigh it very carefully. So if Echad and the Shamer and the other guys, you know, has a few minutes break, he's Chai B'Kriyashma. Right? But that's not the din of Tirdas Mitzvah for the Mishamei Somotelefada for the Oni. So it's hard to know, is the Rambam all basically working with Osek Mitzvah in general, which is what Avram was saying, and he's just contrasting Efshel Lekayim Shneim and the Efshel Lekayim Shneim, basically, although albeit on the Tirdas Machshava level, or is the Rambam basically saying, of course, Osek Mitzvah is not applicable here because there are plenty of holes. But in Tirdas Mitzvah, we don't even look at it that way because he just can't muster the proper Kavana. So part of the story in the Rambam, that's the way I really read it, but I can't prove it. I'm trying to be honest. But what I think, again, part of the issue here, which becomes very important, is what does the Rambam hold about Kriya Shema also Bayom, in the case of Chasa? This is a big Machlokes Rishonim, and a discussion in the Mefarshim here, is he also Potami Kriya Shema Shachris, when he can't and isn't actually involved in the Mitzvah. It's almost like a bit of an echo of Abaya, but not fully, of course. Right? In other words, he can't do the mitzvah right now, or he's not going to do the mitzvah right now. It's inappropriate for him to do the mitzvah right now. B'shachris. Only b'arvis. But he's not fretting about what he hasn't done. He's worrying about what he has to do, or focusing on what he has to do. So is the problem in the Rishonim of Kriya Shema Shachris, just the problem of Yeshel Kaim Shneim in Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, right? And the Hagdara of Mekayim and Osek and so on, maybe. Hard to pin down. Or is this because this is a din in sometimes Tirdas Mitzvah is more limited than Osek Mitzvah, certainly in the scope of how it's poter, but sometimes it's more comprehensive because it's about Machshava, you know, not about actual Asek. I say you get almost like an echo of Abaya, maybe. Okay, so speak a little more about the Rambam. What I want to speak about tomorrow, what I want to start speaking about is I want to finish up the universal part first. Namely, I want to talk about what the actual, a little bit about the Machlokas between Tosis and the Ran and the Orzarua, and so on, and the Ritva, about how Osek Mitzvah, apart from the Mitzvah, works, those Makoros, quickly, and then speak a little more about, in light of that, again, back to some of the issues raised by the Rambam, and some of the Diyukim, some of the language of Shidum Gubetzes, and we'll try to finish off Tirdas Mitzvah tomorrow. If we can, we'll start Dav Zayin. If not, probably more likely Thursday we'll start Dav Zayin. Bitoch. Okay? It is.
decision.